from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Joining us now is Adam from co-founder of Establish the Run. Adam, thanks for coming on, man. I want to make sure I get your last name pronounced correctly. How do you pronounce your last name?
Hey, thanks for having me. Levitan.
Levitan. Okay. On Twitter at Adam Levitan. And again, Establish the Run is amazing if you've never checked it out. And earlier today, Adam, you tweeted out a thing about Matt LaFleur. Talking about, you know, possibly having Josh Jacobs be that bell cow of a back. And you made an interesting comparison, comparing him to how LaFleur used, you know, Derrick Henry when he was the offensive coordinator in Tennessee.
Yeah, I think the way Josh Jacobs was used in Oakland / Las Vegas was not the way running backs are typically used in today's NFL. And normally you have now many backs part of the backfield, and I think that's what Matt LaFleur has a long history of doing. I mean, even when he had it clear, I mean, clearly Derrick Henry should have been getting 80% of the carries over Deion Lewis back with the Titans in 2018. And even in that spot, Matt LaFleur didn't do it. Deion Lewis got a ton of carries. And you saw it even with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. I mean, I love A.J. Dillon as a guy, but Aaron Jones is such a better player. And he still never became the full workhorse. So, yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of another back. I think it'll be Marshawn Lloyd, but I know some people still have hopes for A.J. Dillon. But either way, I think we're going to see some kind of committee here with the Packers.
It's funny you bring up A.J. Dillon. In the last segment, we were talking about pictures coming out of OTAs yesterday of A.J. Dillon that we saw online. He is jacked all of a sudden in his arms. He is. I mean, his legs obviously are the story always with that dude, but all of a sudden he put on a lot of muscle on those upper arms over the course of the offseason. So we'll see how that translates. My thing is this: they don't need a bell cow back. I mean, I understand you didn't use Aaron Jones that way because you were afraid of him getting hurt because of size and so forth. But even with Josh Jacobs, who led the league in rushing a couple of years ago, as you brought up with Lloyd, I mean, they could give the ball to Josh Jacobs, what, 15 times a game, throw the ball to him 3 or 4 times a game, still get Lloyd 10 carries and a couple of touches. I think you could spread it out to where you don't have to hammer one guy into the ground.
I also would question whether Josh Jacobs is actually elite. You know, he was awesome in that year you mentioned, the 2022 season. Other than that, Josh Jacobs has been fine, you know, average. I don't think he's been anything special as a runner, independent of offensive line play and quarterback play and everything. So, yeah, I would see what I had in Marshawn Lloyd for sure. I mean, use the pick on him. And yeah, I don't think that this is a Christian McCaffrey situation or someone like that where you're missing something by not having Josh Jacobs on the field for 80, 90, 100% of the snaps. I think that Marshawn Lloyd can give you, I don't know, 80% of what Josh Jacobs gives you or something like that, and keep both guys healthy. And I think that's the way most coaches in today's NFL think about it.
Adam Levitan of Establish the Run, co-founder, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fancy, Sparky Pfeiffer with you as well. So you brought up Josh Jacobs maybe not being that guy. I do a podcast called Curtain Long with Ryan Horvath from BetMGM tonight, the national radio show that he does. And he has said numerous times that he thinks Aaron Jones is a more talented running back than Josh Jacobs. Would you agree or not?
Yeah, and especially in today's NFL where pass catching is so important, and I always thought Aaron Jones was an awesome pass catcher out of the backfield. Not quite on that Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey level, but not that far behind. So, yeah, I would agree that Aaron Jones more explosive and better in the pass game.
What did you think of Lloyd coming out of USC?
Yeah, I thought he was somewhere in the fifth, sixth best back in this class. But, you know, the biggest correlation between production in the NFL at the running back position is just opportunity, you know, and so.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
So if you have someone who's reasonable, they're going to be reasonably productive, especially in a Packers offense that if Jordan Love can sustain what he did last season, I think is going to be very good. So I think Marshawn Lloyd on opportunity will be totally fine.
Let's talk a little bit about this Packers offense because they have a ton of talent as far as young receivers go. We all know between, you know, guys that were rookies last year and second year players like Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs. They have two really good young tight ends in Kraft and Musgrave. But then you also throw in the running backs. And it doesn't have to be like it was with Aaron Rodgers, where, you know, you're spreading guys out and really not running it a ton. Being able to have a double tight end set, and then if you're able to inquire a fullback like they have in Pearson, who has been playing that position in OTAs quite a bit and running with the ones, it really takes a lot of pressure, I would think, off of Jordan Love and the wide receivers as far as how many times they really got to throw the ball during the course of a game.
I mean, it's a nightmare for fantasy stuff because I think all these guys can play, but it's certainly great for the Packers. I mean, if I'm the Packers, I want to see Dontayvion Wicks on the field. I would not bury him as the number four wide receiver. I understand what Christian Watson is going through with the hamstring and trying to get that stuff right. I think Jaden Reed is an awesome player. I'm probably most skeptical on Romeo Doubs out of those four. I want to see Wicks on the field, though, and I think we will see all four of them, which is good for Jordan Love, but it's tough for fantasy because I think the stats could be maybe more flattened out there than people think. I did notice the Tucker Kraft pectoral injury this week. Sounds like he'll be okay, hopefully. But
Zach Tom has it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Packer thing. LaFleur did his first, and then we come back from the last OTA, and all of a sudden Zach Tom and Tucker Kraft have it. And Tucker Kraft had just got married, so I don't know if it happened during the wedding reception or exactly what happened, how he managed to screw that all up. And we've talked about this too. I think Tucker Kraft coming out, when the Packers drafted him, was a guy that they thought would be a good run blocker, you know, maybe a couple of catches, 5-7 yards, nothing more than that. But Luke Musgrave gets hurt, who is the more athletic of the two. And Tucker Kraft busted out last year, jumping over guys, going down the sidelines, making plays, explosive plays at that. And I think it really changed Matt LaFleur's perspective as far as what he really had in Tucker Kraft and now what he can do when him and Musgrave are both healthy and on the field. And as an old guy, it takes me back to Keith Jackson and Mark Chmura days for the Packers.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. But if you're going to try to play those two guys together, you're likely only going to have two wide receivers on the field. So which wide receivers are you leaving off the field? If it was me, I would probably play more as three wide receiver sets with Reed, Watson, and Wicks and Doubs also in the mix there. But yeah, it's going to be tough to play both tight ends and three wide receivers at the same time, obviously.
Talking with Adam Levitan. Follow him on Twitter at Adam Levitan, co-founder of Establish the Run. My producer, Chicago Charlie, grew up here in the state with his father, but his father brainwashed him as a child. So he's a Chicago sports fan, unfortunately. So he roots for the Bears. I want to know what your thoughts are on the Bears. I'm seeing a lot of stuff on NFL Network, a lot of stuff on social media saying the Bears could be a playoff team at the end of the day. How do you read the situation in Chicago?
Yeah, so I don't think that there's ever been a number one overall pick that's been dropped into a better situation than Caleb Williams is being dropped into. To have DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet, and DeAndre Swift, I think the defense started to show signs last year, and the offensive line was reasonable too. So I think Caleb Williams is going to be good. I don't consider myself any kind of great quarterback talent evaluator coming out, but I think he's going to be really good. And you know, if you have someone who's reasonable, they're going to be reasonably productive, especially in a Packers offense that if Jordan Love can sustain what he did last season, I think is going to be very good. So I think Marshawn Lloyd on opportunity will be totally fine.
Let's talk a little bit about this Packers offense because they have a ton of talent as far as young receivers go. We all know between you know guys that were rookies last year and second-year players like Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs. They have two really good young tight ends in Kraft and Musgrave. But then you also throw in the running backs, and it doesn't have to be like it was with Aaron Rodgers where you know you're spreading guys out and really not running it a ton. Being able to have a double tight end set, and then if you're able to inquire a fullback like they have in Pearson, who has been playing that position in OTAs quite a bit and running with the ones, it really takes a lot of pressure, I would think, off of Jordan Love and the wide receivers as far as how many times they really got to throw the ball during the course of a game.
I mean, it's a nightmare for fantasy stuff because I think all these guys can play, but it's certainly great for the Packers. I mean, if I'm the Packers, I want to see Dontayvion Wicks on the field. I would not bury him as the number four wide receiver. I understand what Christian Watson is going through with the hamstring and trying to get that stuff right. I think Jaden Reed is an awesome player. I'm probably most skeptical on Romeo Doubs out of those four. I want to see Wicks on the field, though, and I think we will see all four of them, which is good for Jordan Love, but it's tough for fantasy because I think the stats could be maybe more flattened out there than people think. I did notice the Tucker Kraft pectoral injury this week. Sounds like he'll be okay, hopefully. But
Zach Tom has it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Packer thing. LaFleur did his first. And then we come back from the last OTA, and then all of a sudden Zach Tom and Tucker Kraft have it. And Tucker Kraft had just got married, so I don't know if it happened during the wedding reception or exactly what happened, how he managed to screw that all up. And we've talked about this too. I think Tucker Kraft coming out, when the Packers drafted him, was a guy that they thought would be a good run blocker, you know, maybe a couple of catches, 5-7 yards, nothing more than that. But Luke Musgrave gets hurt, who is the more athletic of the two. And Tucker Kraft busted out last year, jumping over guys, going down the sidelines, making plays, explosive plays at that. And I think it really changed Matt LaFleur's perspective as far as what he really had in Tucker Kraft and now what he can do when him and Musgrave are both healthy and on the field. And as an old guy, it takes me back to Keith Jackson and Mark Chmura days for the Packers.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. But if you're going to try to play those two guys together, you're likely only going to have two wide receivers on the field. So which wide receivers are you leaving off the field? If it was me, I would probably play more three wide receiver sets with Reed, Watson, and Wicks and Doubs also in the mix there. But yeah, it's going to be tough to play both tight ends and three wide receivers at the same time, obviously.
Talking with Adam Levitan. Follow him on Twitter at Adam Levitan, co-founder of Establish the Run. My producer, Chicago Charlie, grew up here in the state with his father, but his father brainwashed him as a child. So he's a Chicago sports fan, unfortunately. So he roots for the Bears. I want to know what your thoughts are on the Bears. I'm seeing a lot of stuff on NFL Network, a lot of stuff on social media saying the Bears could be a playoff team at the end of the day. How do you read the situation in Chicago?
Yeah, so I don't think that there's ever been a number one overall pick that's been dropped into a better situation than Caleb Williams is being dropped into. To have DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet, and DeAndre Swift, I think the defense started to show signs last year, and the offensive line was reasonable too. So I think Caleb Williams is going to be good. I don't consider myself any kind of great quarterback talent evaluator coming out, but I think he's going to be really good. And yeah, I think the playoffs are certainly in the mix. When I'm looking for long shots and stuff, I'm always looking in the NFC. These days, it's just so much easier to make noise in the NFC, and the Packers kind of showed that last year also. So I'm optimistic on the Bears in year one. It all goes to come down to how good is Caleb.
No question. What about the Lions? I see a lot of Super Bowl odds. Lions up there in the top five for Super Bowl odds. I talked to people in Detroit on the show from the ticket and stuff, and they talk about the Packers being the team that concerns them the most as far as trying to win this division and so forth, especially after how the Packers slapped them around on Thanksgiving last year. How do you sum them up versus Green Bay?
Yeah, I thought I saw signs that Jordan Love can be a talent elevator. In other words, he makes the players around him better. I think Jared Goff needs the players around him to kind of drag him up with him. But he has players. I mean, obviously Amon-Ra and Gibbs and Laporta, and I think Jameson Williams is going to have a nice year too. So he has the players to do it. I just think that the quarterback position that I would certainly prefer the upside, the ceiling, if I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, of Jordan Love. And it's a small sample on Jordan Love, obviously, from last year, how well he played. But he showed, I think, a higher ceiling than probably we've ever seen from Jared Goff.
Adam, what can people find at Establish the Run?
Yeah, if you guys have a fantasy draft, best ball draft, anything like that coming up, you can head to establishtherun.com. Check us out, and we're here to help.
Here to help. That's what I like. One-stop shopping with Adam Levitan. Again, co-founder of Establish the Run. Follow him at Adam Levitan. Follow Establish the Run on Twitter at Establish the Run. Adam, thanks for coming on, man, and hopefully we'll be able to do this again.
All right, appreciate it.
You betcha. Take care. There he's Adam Levitan on the Wisconsin Sports Daily program, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.